TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. On today's show, Dr. Bernice Albertine King. She's the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the CEO of the King Center. In her talk from TED 2020, she calls on all of us in America to think about this moment we're living in and remember that to move forward, we have to deconstruct systems of oppression that the country is built upon and rebuild in a nonviolent way.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I was 5 years old when my father was assassinated, and he did change the world. But the tragedy is that we didn't hear what he was saying to us as a prophet to this nation. And his words are now reverberating back to us. Change, we all know, is necessary right now. And yet it's not easy. But I want to talk about America's choice at a greater level. The prophet said to us, we still have a choice today. Nonviolent coexistence or violent co-annihilation. We have seen literally in the streets of our nation people who have been following the path of nonviolent protest and people who have been hell-bent on destruction. Those choices are now looking at us and we have to make a choice. The history of this nation was founded in violence. In fact, my father said, America is the greatest purveyor of violence. And the only way forward is if we repent for being a nation built on violence. And I'm not just talking about physical violence. I'm talking about systemic violence. I'm talking about policy violence. I'm talking about what he spoke of the triple evils of poverty, racism, and militarism, all violent. Albert Einstein said something to us. He said, we cannot solve problems on the same level of thinking in which they were created. And so if we are going to move forward, we are going to have to deconstruct these systems of violence that we have set in America, and we're going to have to reconstruct on another foundation. That foundation happens to be love and nonviolence. And so as we move forward, we can correct course if we make that choice that Daddy said, nonviolent coexistence, and not continue on the pathway of violent co-annihilation. So what does that look like? That looks like some deconstruction work in order to get to the construction. We have to deconstruct our thinking. We got to deconstruct the way in which we see people and deconstruct the way in which we operate, practice, and engage and set policy. And so I believe that there's a lot of heart, H-E-A-R-T work to do in the midst of all the H-A-R-D, hard work to do. Because heart work is hard work. One of the things we have to do is we have to ensure that everyone, especially my white brothers and sisters, have to engage in the heart work, the anti-racism work in our hearts. No one is exempt from this, especially in my white community. We must do that work in our hearts, the anti-racism work. The second thing is that I encourage people to look at the nonviolence training that we do at the King Center, thekingcenter.org, so that we learn the foundation of understanding our interrelatedness and interconnectedness, that we understand our loyalties and our commitments and our policy making can no longer be devoted to one group of people, but has to be devoted to the greater good of all people. We all have to change and have to make a choice. It is a choice to change the direction that we have been going. We need a revolution of values in this country. That's what my daddy said. He changed the world. He changed hearts. And now, what has happened over the last 7-8 years and through history, we have to change course. And we all have to participate in changing America with a true revolution of values where people are at the center and not profit. Where morality is at the center and not our military might. America does have a choice. We can even choose to go down continually that path of destruction, or we can choose nonviolent coexistence. And as my mother said, struggle is a never-ending process. Freedom is never really won. You earn it and win it in every generation. Every generation is called to this freedom struggle. You as a person may want to exempt yourself, but every generation is called. And so I encourage corporations in America to start doing anti-racism work within corporate America. I encourage every industry to start doing anti-racism work and pick up the banner of understanding nonviolent change personally and from a social change perspective. We can do this. We can make the right choice to ultimately build the beloved community. Thank you.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts. PRX.